Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw her last name when we were doing stuff, and I was like, huh, Steinmetz. Jokingly, I was like, you're not related to Matt Steinmetz, are you? And she kind of rolls her eyes, and she's like, yeah, that's my dad.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a dad, and your daughter knows you like the limelight. I picked up on that, you kitty.
That's
he
right.
He likes that type stuff.
I'm
networking.
See, and you...
Just tap it's in.
Not,
it's okay.
No, you mischaracterize everything. It's not the limelight that I like. It's meeting listeners and being able to interact with them.
Right. Okay. It's I got you.
Because I'm not in the limelight. I'm just talking to a guy or a woman at a place.
I enjoy
conversing.
The fourth largest market, 10 to 2 in the afternoon.
I don't think we're that high.
It's not to be a form.
Please.
Dude, you're big time. Come on.
New York, L.A., Chicago,
and
Philly, Miami, Washington, Detroit.
Cowtown. Stop.
May as well be in Ames. Seriously.
Anyway.
All right. By the way, Evan Giddings, our great producer, has weighed in. He's in New York, and he's watching the U.S. Open. He didn't see yesterday's match, but he said Ostapenko is a well-known sore loser.
Oh, there it is.
And he goes, oh, and also a poor winner.
Townsend's my new favorite. When she go again?
Why, because she doesn't play by the rules?
No, I like... How do you stop? I loved her verbal game.
I got you.
Yeah, she was raised right.
All right, let's just go. All right, we'll go to Big Smoothie in Oakland. What's up, Big Smoothie?
Oh, man.
How you doing?
Man, your producer messed my thunder up, man. He is a well-known sore loser. And I'm going to say this, man. Oh. It might not have been racial, but it sure don't gonna look like it. You point your finger at me. I'm uneducated.
Big Smoothie, Guru points his finger at me all the time.
Guru, you can't be pointing your finger. But let me say this.
Hey, I'm kidding.
The abuse I take, Big Smoothie, I got to do something.
Right?
Yeah,
no doubt.
Hey, you know what Skip, remember what Skip told us?
That's our thing. Put your glasses back on.
Not point that finger. But anyway, listen, I'm going to leave it alone, man. Whatever. But here's the thing. Guru, you could take Low Neal. Let me tell you why.
And this is my guy. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Goo, because number one, you know your body. You know your training. And we're not talking about tackling. We're not talking about extra yardage. We're talking about a straight line. I don't care. I don't care what Low Neal did back then. Can you run a straight line faster than me? That's all. So the other guy talking about train athlete, we're running a straight line.
Oh.
I'm putting my money on Guru.
Oh, my God, Smoothie.
Guru's lost about 8-9 pounds.
Come on.
I'm putting my coin on Guru.
This is my guy. He broke it down. Hey. Oppenheimer just called to Steiny. That was incredible. It's a straight line. We're not in the Superdome. It's none of that. It's just a straight line.
All right.
I just wonder what you're going to do and how you'll look at me if I pull this off. I know how you give credit. Equifax. You're going to, our relationship might change.
I'll be surprised.
Yeah. And that's worth it.
You guys still got to pull it off. Let's go to Angelo's in Santa Rosa.
How do I feel better?
Hey, Angelo, how you doing, man?
What's up, guys? First time caller. Love what you guys do.
Oh, thank you.
I'm an immigrator from the other station.
There you go. Sweet.
No, I'm following up on the tennis stuff.
Okay.
I watched the match from beginning to end. It was a both-sided thing. Ostapenko was definitely doing the gamemanship as well. She got broken early in the first set. After she lost the first set, she went and hid in the bathroom for what seemed to be about 15 minutes. Townsend stayed warming up on court. Another thing that wasn't mentioned, Townsend had a huge following in the stands.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Every point, you Ooh. Heard it all. Ostapenko, even at one point, won a point and was super demonstrative, almost like mocking the crowd. So it was definitely a both-sided thing. Townsend is an experienced tennis player, more of a double specialist, but she's close to her 30, so she isn't a youngster. But I just wanted to follow up there.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Like Evan said, super sore loser, sore winner. But, yeah, I saw Townsend do nothing wrong. Just wanted to follow up there.
Love it. Thanks, Angelo. Appreciate the call.
And Stani, when you have a 1-4-3 IQ like myself, you get to that gist. Like, that's how I solved it to me. And then to hear Angelo, Evan, tell us something that was oozing out of the story, it sounded like the other young lady was a sore loser.
Okay.
So I got that right.
Let's say Ostapenko was a sore loser.
Okay.
She is a sore winner, and she's not well-liked on tour. In Townsend's next match, if she hits a net cord and earns the point, should she
hold her racket up?
Yeah,
oh, no doubt.
Okay.
This has to be a learning lesson for her.
Then it's got a happy ending.
Okay.
Then it's got a happy ending.
But it sounds like, what's my girl, Anko? Sounds like Bill Laimbeer. She's not liked, Sonny.
Ostapenko.
Yeah, Ostapenko.
All right, let's get back to the Niners. Let's go to Doug in Wichita.
Wichita Falls.
I'm going to Wichita. A Seven Nation army couldn't hold me back. What's up, man?
Man, I looked that song up, man, like I told you I would a while back.
It's great. White Stripes, baby.
Man, it was a good song. I dug it. It was cool.
Cool.
Hey, so I called in because I did want to talk about the Juwan Jennings situation.
For sure.
And also this tennis thing and how they kind of relate to each other.
All right.
If I may.
Sure.
So, number one, Juwan Jennings, I got no problem with the man trying to get more money. But I also got no problem with the man living up to a contract he just signed. So, like the girl said on that tennis interview, she said, hey, I'll let my racket do the talking. Juwan, get out there as soon as you can, play, and let that do the talking for you. Now, with these two girls, I think if we take all things true, one's a bad sport, the other one didn't know the etiquette. What you're trying to say is that there's an erosion of decorum in genteel endeavors.
Yes!
You know what I'm saying?
Yes!
There was an erosion of decorum and genteel endeavors because you mentioned the term etiquette on the golf course. Well, tennis is just like that. There's etiquette involved. It's more of a friendly competition. It's not a combat sport.
Right.
So there are certain things. Guru, you said, this is crazy. Why would I give you a tip of the hat when I made a mistake?
Right.
I won the point. Yeah, you did, but this is where decorum and etiquette comes into play. We're not out here to kill each other. We're out here to have a good time, and if we win, that's what we're trying to do. But let's be polite and considerate of one another.
Yeah,
well said.
We need more of that.
Well said, Doug.
Even at the high school level, little league level, AAU. I mean, these refs are getting jumped. These refs are getting jumped by families.
AAU's a problem.
Men, women. Now, when you say that, what do you mean?
I don't.
You know what I like? That's kind of negative. Kind of like, what
exactly?
Do
you... I mean, I'm not going to get into it. Your hero, Kobe Bryant, said AAU's at the root of all basketball evil. So I don't need to. That's
I
your
love
guy.
Kobe.
Yeah, that's what he said. 415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Why does Guru always bring up his IQ?
No. We just happened to happen natural, organically on the show. But anyway, partner, I don't think Townsend did anything wrong. And now we got the backstory, and I'm looking at it right now, Stani. She was a Like the other young lady was a sore loser. There it is.
All right. Back to the Niners. Mike Florio was on with the morning show with Shasky and Spinoni, though Sam Lubman's filling in admirably.
Great job.
How about a simple question? What are the expectations for the Niners?
Things set up well this year for the 49ers. Number one, the expectations are lower than they've been, probably since 2021, the year after they most recently had a season that was derailed by injury after injury. And the schedule is much more favorable this year. Outside of the division, all four teams of the AFC South, all four teams of the NFC South. And when you compare Rams' first-place schedule to 49ers' fourth-place schedule, there's three games where there's that deviation, and that's the benefit you get from finishing in fourth place. Three of your games are, in theory, unless those other fourth place teams from last year are a lot better, those are easier games than what the defending champion has to face. And that alone, when the margins are so tight, the playoff spots come down to a win here, a loss there, the division title can go all the way down to the wire. Those things benefit the 49ers if they can be healthy, and if they can stay healthy.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. And
we all have an opinion, right?
Are you mad at him?
No, I'm not mad.
You mad at him because he brought up the schedule?
No, I get that.
And said it was kind of favorable?
No, hey, favorable is softer than what you guys would say. Easy. But
it's the easiest schedule in the last 2 decades.
I got Kenny's ear. Like, are the expectations really that low? Because they're favored in some books, sport books, study to win the division over the Rams. So the expectations to me are still there. Now, again, I don't know how to, when it's all said and done, because we only got umpteen days to kind of get it out of our system, talk about what happened in that 6-11 campaign. But I'll tell you what did happen in that 6-11 campaign. There was bad football at times. Now, you could say, Stoney, there were injuries, this and that going on, but the bottom line is they got to improve their run defense. Saul is here. They're counting on these youngsters. Brock Purdy's got to carry more of the load than he ever has, and that doesn't mean he's going to throw for 80 pass attempts, but the bottom line, Stoney, is you've been around. We are almost – well, we ain't the same age, but, you know, we've been – we're 70 babies.
I'm not.
What are you?
60.
That makes me feel like, dude, like I'm 18. Baby! Yeah, Stoney.
Well, you know, when we talk football here like we just did,
yeah,
it's always presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, Goo, but what you can count on is Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Back to football.
Yeah.
That's what's known as an in-segment read, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, you left. I got to just throw something at you. Can I
do one thing
real
quick?
Oh, my bad.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Now, you have oftentimes, outside of the station, when it's personal, Stoney, you've been my confidant. You've been my psychiatrist. I run stuff by you. I don't always agree with you. But since you went on your trip, we've really never gotten into this Jerry Jones thing with Micah. If we're doing the Niner version of it,
okay,
with Juwan Jennings. And I don't know how much you've watched, but I do know Micah is Bosa. He's a talent, right, Stoney?
All right.
How the hell can an owner say, we had an arrangement, we had a deal, I don't want to deal with your agent. I've never, and I back Jerry Jones all the time. Stoney, he is, what word am I looking for? When you get old and it passes you by, senile. That's how he said. How can you expect an athlete not to have representation and say, Stoney and I, we're in a room, we have, like, dude, you almost, you're at your, can I say it, Stoney? You sound like Biden at the end.
Not just him. Another, Another guy's been rambling like a...
Oh, yeah.
Rambling like an old...
Kitty gave you the kill sign. Jalopy. Yeah, but come on. What's going on there? You're mad the dude? You don't want to talk to a dude's agent? That almost comes off as racial.
Is the agent black?
Well, he ain't white.
Oh.
And I'm just saying, Steiny, like, what are you doing? Now you've risked him out there. They got a game next Thursday at Philly, a division rival. Like, I'm being serious, Steiny. What is going on in the world of sports today? What's next?
What do you mean? What's next?
It's all just, I don't want to get fired. F'd up.
Okay.
It truly is.
Let me channel my inner Joe Lacob. Would you relax? It's a negotiation. That's all it is. They're negotiating. What
is your best player?
Not coming
he's
to
a
an
generational
end for
talent.
Okay,
you need him. What the hell is their negotiation? And Steiny, behind closed doors, Jerry just told Stephen A. over the weekend on his podcast, the money's not the issue.
All right.
So he's tripping on almost some type of Frank Sinatra, do it my way. Like, I don't want to deal with the fact that you got an agent.
Does he want,
and that reeks
ask you
of,
a question.
Steiny, you know where I'm going. It reeks of something that I'm like, I know Jerry's not this. Then I think about when Neil Gate happened with Cap, what he was saying, every Cowboy's going to take a knee. Then he got past that. But the longer this thing goes, I'm just like, dude, you're telling on yourself.
What about, well, did he tell on himself last year with Dak?
That was different. Dak
Why?
Had been paid two other times. So that was Dak's third and they paid him the day
But they
off.
Made Dak Prescott the highest paid quarterback.
They did, but they also made Dak go into seasons to where he just got the franchise tag twice.
Is Micah Parsons asking to be the highest paid player on defense in football?
I believe so, and I believe they're willing to meet that, to give him that.
Then what's the problem?
That he doesn't want to talk to his agent. And Mike is like,
well,
you
don't have
you
to
talk.
Talk. He can
to
just
me.
Sign the contract.
Would you do that if you're Micah and you got an agent?
I have no idea what he wants, but it's like, if
he's not versed in reading a contract.
No, that's
why
I
he's
understand.
Got an agent.
So have the agent do it. If they're making him not, like, I get it. It's, are they?
It's as stupid as I'm making it sound.
Why would Micah Parsons not sign a contract that makes him the highest paid defensive player, probably in football history?
Because the Joneses will not incorporate his representation into getting it to that plateau. By all accounts, the numbers, the guaranteed money, Micah is going to be the highest paid defensive player ever. But the Joneses don't like, basically, the fact that they don't want to deal with the dude's agent. And Jerry just told Stephen A. in front of everybody, we called the agent, he told us to stick it up, you know what? Stop.
I am confused because if the Cowboys are willing to make him the highest paid player on defense in football, then draw up that contract.
Okay. Send it to the agent.
Give it to Micah Parsons. Tell Micah, we're not dealing with your agent. Tell him to look it over. If
but
he likes
about
it,
what you're
sign
saying.
It,
yeah,
and we'll bring it back.
But like, think about what you're saying, Steiny. I guess Micah's like, why do we have to do that? Why can't you just send it to my guy? Why can't you get him on the phone? What does that symbolize or represent to you that I got an agent? Like, I know you look perplexed and baffled, but that's what's going on here.
I like Jerry Jones.
I do, too.
Okay, well then.
I don't agree with, but this is bad. Steiny, it's embarrassing. That's why I said
it's not bad. It's not embarrassing. It's a negotiation. That's what the greatest owner in sports.
He's not willing to talk to the player's representation. Why, Matthew Steinmetz?
Because he doesn't like him.
But for the betterment of the football team, wouldn't you, I don't like you, but I know I got to do this to get to point B so we can be full throttle come Philly next Thursday?
Well, I mean,
it's actually stupid on Jerry's part.
Okay, well then it's stupid on Lynch's part with Jennings.
That's different.
Why?
Jennings is not as talented as Micah. This is not even about money. This is about respect.
Okay, just move him then.
Kenny just sent us something from, who was that, Kenny?
There you go.
The Cowboys, I think this is Bull Hucky.
Oh.
But, Pucky, I don't think this is real, but Adam Schefter, several teams have spoken to the Cowboys about a potential Michael Parsons trade, and for the first time, the Cowboys appear willing to at least listen, sources tell Todd Archer and Dan Graziano. Okay. Come on, Steiny.
What?
Are you really going to let that be the reason you trade this dude? Is you didn't want to talk to his agent?
Well, let's see. Miami traded Jimmy Butler because there was stuff going on.
You got me? True.
Like, when there's stuff going, like, I wouldn't be shocked if the 49ers, even though they just said they're not, they could trade Jennings if they think they have a good deal for him.
But they would never trade Bosa. They would never
know that. Hell, they almost traded IU.
Well, they had a chance, Donnie, and so, when he did his contract, and he got all the money and
who?
Some. Bosa. You know what I mean? Like, some stuff just don't. You don't trade Jordan. You don't trade Curry. You don't trade Kobe. You know? In their prime. So, I'm just giving you the tea leaves, Donnie.
How old's Parsons?
I want to say 25, 26.
How many years has he been in the league?
I want to say 4. He's got one sack and 4 playoff games.
Okay.
That's bad.
Hmm.
So do you think they're looking at it like, can we get a Herschel Walker deal?
I just think this is so par for the course for the NFL.
But this isn't about money is what makes it maddening. That's why people are questioning Jerry. He said, I've offered him the most, and I'm willing to the guarantee we got it. Okay. I talked to him, Steiny, in the office, just him and I, and I thought we had a deal. That's not how it works, though. You guys did have that conversation. He still has an agent. Why are you hate the agent that bad? You won't fax him the papers?
Something's missing.
No, I know you think.
Something's missing.
Kenny, can you help me? I watched it. Come on now.
I'm with Ray Ratto here, the great Ray Ratto. Nobody knows anything.
I mean, just judging in the list of events, like Jerry Jones tried to negotiate with Micah without his representation.
What is that, man?
And he said, well, I thought we were negotiating. He's like, no, we were just talking. So what does that tell you with the business that Jerry Jones is doing? I put it back to him.
And that, no, Steiny, like what? Okay. There's something like eating at him to where he don't want to deal with his agent. But to the point to where now you're starting to mess up the team as far as coming this season? No, I get that. But you know what I mean?
Capitalism.
It's called stupidalism. Well, Mike is 26, Steiny.
Oh, boy. And you compared him to Jordan, Kobe,
no,
and
I'm
Steph.
No, I'm just saying to this defense, that's what he is. He's a generational player, man.
Well,
go ahead. No, go ahead, Sonny.
Can you be a generational player if you played one playoff game in 6 years?
Well, you got four. No, he's got 1 sack in 4 playoff games.
Can you be a generational player?
Well, no. Hey, if you told me they got a Herschel Walker deal, you know I'm hardcore, to trade Micah, I would say do it in a Texas second.
Okay. Is that faster than a regular second?
No, man, a millisecond.
I think it's slower because Texas goes more slowly.
I know you think I've let some stuff out on this, the money being there, Jerry's willing to do this, and the agent talking to his representation is like, I'm like, Jerry's done some stuff. This might be the all-timer. All because you don't like his dude? And now people have brought up the race card like.
It's not the first time with Jerry Jones.
Well, I'll give you that.
I'll say this. I'm glad you could get to talk about that.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
I never believed any of this. And these reports, real quick, Steiny, he's not getting traded. That's what they're not going to do. Shout out Richie Rich from Oakland, the rapper.
I guess what I'm saying is if this were happening in San Francisco, obviously I'd be really interested in it. But I don't care. Like I just don't care.
Jerry, he's not dumb like that, man. Jerry's trying to make the point,
when like York and Harbaugh were in a feud and that was a story. And I
hated how it ended. Yeah.
Right. But like Jerry Jones is in 3 of these a year.
Okay, right. He actually probably likes this.
And I don't like Micah Parsons. Right. I don't like Penn State guys.
I've never heard that from you.
I don't like Penn State guys. Now you've heard it twice.
Can I ask why?
Because of Sandusky.
Oh, well, no, then nobody liked you got
it. And that's unfair.
That is totally. Sonny is kind of like, he had nothing to do with it.
I don't like Penn State. I don't dislike their athletes. Yeah. Put it that way. They're fine. All right, we got to go.
You're going to miss me for, I got to go get the caddy.
It's finished?
Yeah, it's finished.
All right, good.
Some people said I was lying, didn't have the money to get it out.
Oh, it's payday tomorrow. Is it?
Kidding, let me
Is it payday tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's right.
You're that, you got that.
Well, I was on vacation last week. I don't know if something dropped or
That's more the reason for it to be like Christmas tomorrow. Payday. I would know when it was anyway. You're living good, my man.
All right, we got one more segment, and then it's the crossover. What's coming up next in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, you can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious! That ball was on the line. Chalk flew up.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Speaking of decorum,
man, Johnny Mack, Steiny. That was incredible.
Get the water, get the running faucet ready. McEnroe's a good dude.
Oh, you've met him?
Oh, yeah.
That's his persona on the tennis court.
I had dinner with him.
How about Brad Gilbert, who I love?
I love him.
Yeah.
Great guy.
I'm sure they're
You don't want to ask me about my dinner? Matt,
how did it materialize?
I was at a party, and we were sitting at a long table.
Where at?
New York.
Dude. And who were you with?
It was a party. It was a retirement party for Chris Mullin.
Oh, that's... you were there?
Yeah.
It was before the camera phone?
Yeah. It's the camera phone.
You couldn't take pictures yet.
Not really.
Dude, that's Molly.
Met, who else? Lou Carnesecca was there.
I got to believe Patrick Ewing.
Did not see Patrick Ewing.
You see Bonte. That's a four.
Who?
Bonte.
No.
Because they're boys now.
No, this was 15 years ago.
That was the joke.
Oh.
Kenny, come get your uncle, man.
Penny Marshall was there.
Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah. Let me guess. One of the members of Run DMC, because he's a rap fan. Russell Simmons?
Mitch Richmond was there.
Okay. That's not who I was talking about.
I can't remember who else.
Any actors? Actress? Or actors?
Yes, there was, actually. It was, oh, God, what was his name? Now, the funny thing is
this is
I'm pretty sure right now, like, you know, this is the way I look at things, Goo. And this is, I think you should be the same way. Like, they're just people. Like, McEnroe's just a guy.
No, I get.
Right. He's just
a guy.
I
live that life with famous people, Steiny.
And what you don't know is, without even knowing, I kind of know, is that, you know, when McEnroe's in New York, he'd probably be like, oh, yeah, I've met Matt Steinmetz.
Please. The odds of that are...
Where, Johnny?
Wow.
Johnny Mack, where? Oh, he was at a Chris Mullin's retirement party.
You cannot be serious!
You remember good. What you had?
What do you mean?
Like, what'd you order?
Probably about 29 beers.
Food, Steiny.
Oh, food. Yeah, no clue. It was good, though.
That's pretty dope. I didn't know that. You guys go back.
How about you know what? Hashtag random.
It should be a podcast.
We can do this for tomorrow, too. I'm just going to bring it up. I think this would be a fun little topic.
Kim will tell us.
Do you have a most treasured sports memento souvenir?
I know what it means. dude, talking to me like I'm from the... Come on now. What if I said I want to wait till tomorrow
that's fine.
To give you
yeah,
that
that's
answer?
That's fine. You know, like a sign ball or a, you know, just something that's... sports related that Is your
I heard you and Evan kind of going down this road when I was off. I tuned in.
We did?
Yeah, and I to myself, I felt kind of... I felt bad.
Why?
Because...
He didn't have anything?
No, I don't have anything.
That's all right.
I have memories. Yeah, no, I got memories.
Those don't count.
The time Milt May stiffed me at the Pirate game against the Giants at the stick, and he goes, no, I got to use this. I was like, you don't even start. I didn't say that, but I was thinking it. But no, the time Chris Washburn didn't have a jersey underneath his warm-up sweater and a young coach called, told him to get in the game. Stoddy, Ron happen. Tillman was it. He could, I could have Ron T in my bad government name.
You're getting that mixed up with Happy Days.
These Stoddy.
Ralph Mouth one time wore a button-down
so
shirt and khakis under.
So you put that past Chris Washburn to not have his jersey underneath and at the end of the game go in? He was out there.
I don't know that one. Like I
loved him, Stoddy. I loved him.
Who?
Chris Washburn coming out of NC State. I'm sorry. That was my Chris Webber before Webber. And the streets got him. The town.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you have one? Not a graph. Like.
Yes, I actually do.
I think the internet has, and the boss will probably throw something at me. Tell me what you think of this. I think the internet has ruined or AI autographs. I don't believe anything that I see now. I'm like, oh, somebody else wrote that and. You think it's Steve Carlton's, but it's not.
Yeah. Back in 1974.
I wasn't even here.
Yeah, right.
What you mean? Yeah, right.
On my 10th birthday, I got a birthday card from
I already know who.
Rocky Colavito.
That's mom's friend.
And he was coaching the Cleveland, and he was a third base coach for the Cleveland Indians. And I got a card in the mail, and it said, happy birthday from the whole gang. And I opened up the card, and it was signed by every single player. Still have it.
Where is it at?
It's in my office.
You got to bring it tomorrow.
I wouldn't bring it, no.
We'll take a picture of it.
Okay.
Yeah. The whole gang?
Yeah.
That's like, sick.
Tell me if you're, okay, he's like, remember Andre Thornton?
No.
About, well, Dwayne Kuiper was on that team.
Okay. I have I his on it. Like, that's, he was, that's tight.
I brought it up to him, and he never remembered.
Oh, no.
Let's see, Ron Hassey, catcher.
I remember him.
Oscar Gamble.
Ron Hassey was also on the Cubs.
Oscar Gamble.
With the Afro, first baseman, or
Dennis,
outfielder.
You know who else? Dennis Eckersley.
So he had to be young, young.
He was a starter back then.
Wow.
How about, that's about it.
Anything remotely close to, man, Texas. Buddy Bell. I remember him from Texas.
Yeah.
Anything remotely close to that after that memento? It's got to be your Curry autograph birthday.
Oh, I forgot
jersey.
About that one.
That's it to me.
Eh, still behind the Indians one will be forever because I got it when I was 10. I was 60 when I got Curry's.
Speaking of which, Evan and Dibs pretty much have the same birthday. So you were gone last week and we were doing the crossover. And I truly meant it from a good place. I said, you guys going to have Curry call in for you, Dibs? And they both looked at me as if I was trying to stick something at them, but no, it was nothing but love. So I might, I won't be here today.
Excited for college football.
I can't wait, man. Two big games.
Buffalo tonight?
Buffalo, and take the over. I think it's 46.
The University of Buffalo? Yeah. They always play on Thursdays,
right? Do you know their nickname?
Bison.
Oh,
absolutely.
My man.
They're not bad.
The Bison.
Of course, we got a big one on Saturday.
We got two big ones.
Yep.
Miami.
That's not one of them.
Texas.
That's not one either.
What are you talking about? Texas is
Sunday
the
Sunday Sunday's Miami and Notre Dame.
But nevertheless. No. Sounds
I'm
like
talking
you're wrong.
Texas. It's Saturday at 9.
Yeah, but you said Miami too. They play Sunday.
Yeah.
I said the weekend. So Sunday is the weekend. I didn't say Saturday for Miami. I said the weekend. I know when Texas is. I said Sunday. We got football. But you know what? Kenny, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
Northwestern at Tulane.
I look at you.
Season opener.
Who's their QB?
Retzlaff.
That's a
but
name
tell you
for
what.
That ass. Retzlaff.
Of course, the day... The game I have circled, September 13th versus Duke, in the Big Easy.
That won't even be televised.
Yes, it will. Darian Mensa coming back.
Oh!
To play against Tulane. He transferred there. Transferred to Duke last year. So it could be some hard feelings. Oh, it's going to get chippy. Go Green Wave.
Yes, sir.
Okay. By the way,
I'm talking to my producer. Like, you are so insecure.
I can't. No, it's not insecurity.
Everything's not about you,
I
though.
I get it. It's not about insecurity. No, yeah. It's about distraction.
And you're a natural one. It's just, dude, I'm whispering to the... But, you do it all the time.
Right. So I lost my... I look
yeah, you
over.
You do a lot.
You're talking, and I'm like, oh, I think he wants to talk, no, so stop.
I was whispering.
Exactly. It's even worse. What were you saying?
No, I can't say it.
What do you got?
No, this I can't say.
Kenny, what was he saying?
No, this will get me canceled.
Kenny, now you must tell.
Wow, that hurts. Hey, we had a good week with Ken and Risotto. What you think?
Yeah, well, for sure. For sure.
Still not done yet.
I can't even give compliments. I'm just, good job.
No, I appreciate it, Goo. Yeah. I've had fun with you guys.
And I like your input at night, your text, you keep it going.
I try.
Good ideas, for sure.
It's probably why we both showed up to his birthday party.
You were a little late, but yeah, I appreciate that.
CPT.
I'm not allowed to say that. That's.
I gotta be careful, man. Yeah. I need my check.
What if you got fired for saying something like that?
What?
CPT.
You know what it means, huh?
I do, of course.
I can say BPT.
Let's see. What do I have on my list here? Well, I got some stuff that's gonna hold well for tomorrow. Did you hear about Dawn Staley?
I did not, and I'm interested.
She interviewed with the Knicks.
Now, I'm being real.
Yep.
Was that a, you know, how will we ever know? Was it a, Stein, look at me, a real interview or?
Well, she said.
Doing it for the clicks.
She got interviewed, and they said, well, if you were offered the job, what would you have done? And she said, I would have had to have taken it.
Wow.
I'm telling you. That's another hot take of mine. We will see a woman NBA coach.
Well, how soon,
in our lifetime. Next 20 years. I really believe that.
20? That's like
that's
my
two. Lifetime.
Do you have a problem
I'm saying
if
I'm going
to
die at 80?
Okay. Would you or Kenny have a problem? I mean this because you won't even know where I'm going here, but you'll remember. The first female coach in the NBA should be Becky Hammon.
Well, no. That, why would you say that?
Because she sat on that Spurs bench under one of the greatest coaches, if not the greatest coach to ever do it. I just feel like, Kenny, does that come off wrong when I say, like, I feel like she paid her dues?
What about?
And Staley is qualified, okay. But if she had got that job first over Becky, it's still groundbreaking. But I would have been like, I just felt like Hammond.
Well, she's a better coach than Becky Hammon.
Which could very well be, but I'm just looking at, you said something Patrick Ewing didn't do, but he actually did, why he couldn't get a head coach. You got to keep up with me. But she was on the NBA life for a long time, Stani. That means something to me.
But here's the
coached
thing.
Coached the game, too. I'm just saying.
Do we know that Becky Hammon is a better coach than Nikasi?
No, that we don't. But I thought it was about experience, too. And all I was saying is she had been in that NBA life.
Well, so is Nikasi. She worked for the Clippers under Doc Rivers. The worm has turned.
I love Natalie, but...
honestly, I think that's why she is the way she is, because of Doc.
I agree.
And especially in post-game, she's fantastic.
So does she die like this when they don't win? That's great. No, I love the Valkyries. We ain't giving the Valkyries. We got to get into it, man.
The Valkyries, they don't play tonight.
Sunday,
three,
I believe.
Three games in four nights. Yeah. They play Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday. Oh, okay. I believe. I took a look at the schedule.
That's too many days off for me in a row. I know there's a joke there. You just let me live, Starny. Let your boy live. But yeah, so you don't have a problem with me saying Hammond's. Am I kind of saying she deserves it because she'd been, but then you brought up Nikasi, so I get that. Well, let me ask you this. Who do you think's a better coach out of Staley and Hammond?
Oh, my God. I have no freaking idea. None. Hammond and who?
Staley.
I respect them both. I don't know. I like Dawn Staley. She's from Philly.
Yeah. Go figure.
Boy. Did you see Doris? Oh, yeah. Doris Burke got demoted.
Well she's still with the network. It's not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Not fired.
No, it's demoted.
All right. It's like, I give you that.
It's like when they tell you in a year or two,
all right,
we got to put you back on weekends.
All right, And if I need to, well, what about Skip Bayless? I got
to
say something here.
Anything?
He got a job. Gilbert Arenas. Gilbert is big time if he can pull this off. Dude, why are you looking like
what?
Skip is the plague? He started this whole thing on TV. You got to give him that. But anyway, he's back. He'll be doing a 5-day show on YouTube on Gilbert Arenas' quote-unquote network. And
what
there's
channel?
Two other guys.
Tell me what channel I won't be watching.
Well, it's not on TV.
Even better.
Well, that's where everything else is at these days.
Gilbert Arenas. I tell you what.
Dude, that dude, man.
Mark my words.
He's popular.
When I run into Gilbert the next time.
Will he remember you?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Come on, Steiny.
He will. And he has a talking to coming from me.
About? He's doing what about, it takes right now, Stoney.
About how he's living.
Yeah. And he's living well. Who are you to... Come on, Stoney.
I'm going to
just... Your dude's winning right now. I'm not saying I approve of how he... But he's winning.
He can... I'm going to help him make strides.
All right.
Because I do like him, but he's flawed. And I'm not afraid to tell him he's flawed. In fact, I have before.
Yeah, I just don't like what he did to Kobe.
What'd he do?
He was his best friend when he was alive, and then when he's passed, now all of a sudden he ain't as good. You're trying to tell us he ain't as good as we all think he is. That's what I don't like.
Top 15. Kobe.
Stop.
Hey, Theodore Rand. We'll just play a little word association. Yeah. Theodore Rand saying, what do you think about Jason Whitlock?
His own worst enemy.
Oh, my God. I think he is right now.
He ruined himself. Let's be honest.
He did, but I'm finding him so amusing.
No, a lot of people are, but it's sad. He used to be the man. And now what I don't like is your plan is going against what you used to be. But that's all you got left. You blew it everywhere you went. I mean, this dude was the undefeated before it even took off. You messed that up. Do some research on that, how he was acting in the corporate environment. But, dude, I get what he's doing.
Well, he said
now.
He had to stay away from Joy Taylor.
That peanut butter skin. Dude, that's a favorite. Anyway, give me another person.
Tim Legler.
It's time. He's ready. I like him.
It's going to be with Mike Breen.
Yeah. I got to say this. I told Evan, we talked about it briefly. Klay Thompson and Meg Thee Stallion, Donnie.
All right.
Please don't show me another clip of their relationship. I'm so happy for Klay. I'm happy for Meg. But don't force it down our throat. It's not Reagan and Ronald. I mean, Nancy. Ronald. Hey, Steiny. How's it going there?
Harrison, our good old friend. How's he living wrong, Steiny? He's a pape. He's living in sin.
Aren't we all? Where are you about to go once your show's over?
It's not a sin.
It ain't church.
To walk the bars.
Well, please. You'll make a pit stop. Like, don't judge people. Like, now I'm uncomfortable.
Don't judge who?
Arenas. He is. It's not. He's winning
for
the
a couple
game
years
of attention.
When I was covered. Well, not
dude,
doing, but
get him on the show.
Him.
You guys, number still?
You know
still?
What?
No, seriously. That would bring the house down. Nahegan would. He would tell you right now you couldn't do it.
I would bet you Arenas would be like, here's a guy. Come on the radio. I got my own show. Come on a show of a guy who covered me 30 years ago.
Do it for the All-Star, though.
Hey, Goo, I think you buried the lead with that, though.
Oh.
Because you didn't mention that they're going to be talking football. It's a football show. Go to Arenas and Skip Bayless.
But you know, hey, now, Kenny, I'm the G is for Guru for now. Wink, wink. It's going to branch off into hoop. I expect. But you're right.
Why wouldn't you start there then?
Who was his partner? Former athlete. What's my guy's name? And they used to get into
it. What are you talking about?
Skip will have somebody, two other guys on the show. One will rotate. But the other guy is not a... My man that went to Penn State, the linebacker, it's not him, but it's like
Arrington.
Him. Yeah, but it's not him.
Oh, it's not.
It's like Arrington. Give me one more. Oh,
boy, Larry, the running back that played for the Chiefs.
Well, he didn't. He ain't got all his marbles.
Penn State.
Yeah, hold on.
It's not Arrington.
No, he's already got a gig. Hold on.
I don't know who it is then.
Okay, just keep talking.
Okay. Nothing's going on with
pressure when you do that.
Nothing's going on with Kuminga, ladies and gentlemen.
But does that mean something's going on?
No, nothing's going on.
He'll be back. Yep.
Nothing's going on. Did you figure it out? Now, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, here's where people say, oh, you hate this guy, Sonny, you hate this guy. Let me tell you who I would absolutely, positively listen to doing football, and in fact,
give it to me.
I think he would be great as an analyst, Draymond Green.
Sonny, that's like saying the sky is blue.
Football.
Oh,
on football.
Now, why would you say that? And he played tight end for a little bit.
Because I've heard him talk about other sports, and I just he's great.
I agree.
He's great at talking about sports. He just is.
Well. Yes, that's my. Say it to the mic. It wasn't Penn State.
Don't tell me. Right. Oh well, if it was, what college? Oh, you didn't even know.
We should know.
Have I heard of him?
Yeah, you have. He got in a little trouble before too.
Michael Irvin.
He used to do the NFL games on Fox. Was damn
Olsen.
Good. No, keep going.
He went to Kansas.
He went to Kansas. Good then job, got Randy. In some trouble off the field with firearms.
Arch Leister.
Give it to him.
Akeem Tlaib, former Patriot.
Remember
Buccaneer.
Him? Yeah, he got in a little
Bronco.
Trouble out the field.
I only
too.
Remember one thing about him. Do you know what it is? Your old buddy. Remember that drop they used to play? I think he said Akeem Tlaib or something.
Oh, Zachariah.
My mate, your guy.
Yeah.
That was not fair to him.
Yep. Yeah, they'll be getting down together.
Did Steiny just compliment Draymond? Absolutely.
But you said everything.
Dude, when he went to see Macklin Celebrini.
That was
in
incredible.
Chicago and then talked about him.
Incredible.
It's like, man, this guy,
he's a savant.
Watches sports in a different way.
But he knows how to break it down and also teach and explain.
Right, so you're agreeing with me. Thank you.
But the world was already, TNT knew, we knew this.
I said other sports. And that's what makes my... take unique.
But he's not doing other sports, Donnie. He's just
I bet you he does other sports at some point. He's good at football.
No, he's good at everything.
He'll talk football on his podcast once in a while.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, Tlaib's the guy who snatched crab trees. That's right. I forgot about that.
But he also got
that.
Some other.
Thank you, 510. Yeah, I forgot about
let
that.
Let me be careful.
Let's see. A couple other things. Oh, we didn't even get into... Keegan Bradley, who in this age of selfishness and me, and it's all about me, boy, did he take one for the team yesterday.
Talk about it.
You wouldn't have done it.
I'm Mr. Team Guy.
He's the captain of the Ryder Cup.
Okay.
And he's one of the best players, but he did not pick himself to be what they call a playing captain, which would have been the first one since 1963. Not only that, he was left off the last Ryder Cup. It was heartbreaking for him.
But he's not the best then.
This was 2 years ago.
Okay.
So they play the Ryder Cup. It's over. And they say, do you want to be the captain of the next Ryder Cup team? means you get to pick the team. Yes, I'll do that. He could have picked himself. He could have. He said he was thinking about it. He did not pick himself. He's just going to be the captain slash coach. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He could have had it all, like Bogey and Bacall.
But would he have earned it?
Yes, he would. Yes. He would have had a right to say, I belong on this team.
Kenny?
Well, not to argue with Steiny, but I think that was the reason why he wasn't captain, because I feel like, personally, he didn't think he earned it, that other guys stepped up and earned it over him. Yeah. And that's the selflessness I think Steiny's going for.
Yeah.
Because he said...
When nepotism works...
Because he said when he was made the captain, or he just said earlier this year, I was probably playing, but that what happened over the summer, other guys emerged, and he said, you know what? I'll just be the coach.
Who's the second best golfer behind Scheffler right now? Can you two just yell into the mic? Look at you both.
I still think it's Rory.
Wow. That's a far behind second, though, it feels like.
Yeah. No, Rory got one this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.